from the makers of Cold Water Omo.
Excuse me, but you are Mrs. Sapir. I wish to see Mr. John Steed. I am Capitan Jose. In my papers.
Captain Jose? But where is Steed? Didn't he keep the appointment?
The appointment? Non comprendo.
But you rang earlier, much earlier. You made an appointment and he went off in a taxi to visit you.
I not make an appointment. I not make the phone call. Is that what he said? That I called him?
I must have made a mistake.
Yes, yes. I think you have, Mrs. Peel. So, Senor Steed, he's not here.
Not at the moment, no.
Then I shall call back later. Buenos dias.
Captain Jose of the Spanish Secret Service marched off the terrace of the Hotel Miranda, Tarragon, near Zaragoza, Spain. And Mrs. Peel watched him go with a worried frown, asking herself the inevitable question.
Where the devil are you, Steed?
The Avengers.
John Steed and Emma Peel, The Avengers.
Many housewives have discovered that the cleaning power of Cold Water Omo gives them sparkling clean results. Mrs. Joyce Whelan of East London has this to say.
I tried it, and it works beautifully. I tried it on my children's clothes, on the general wash, and I noticed straight away that things were cleaner. Since then, I've used nothing else but Cold Water Omo.
Once an Omo user, always an Omo user. Omo cleans best.
Walls Ice Cream presents the new Pink Pussycat song.
We've got strawberry and vanilla, half and half. That's fun inside. White milky chocolate the way you like. All over the outside. We're Walls Pink Pussycat now.
Episode 3 of this story, in which Emma Peel continues to search for John Steed, and Steed complicates matters for the enemy in a case that still has too many Olays. John Steed was in big trouble. He'd come to Spain as a mere observer at a peace conference to be held near Zaragoza, but had discovered a plot to sabotage the whole assembly by smuggling in an enemy agent disguised as himself. The agent chosen was a man called Nadine. Nadine would gain admittance to the conference by means of a forged pass and a remodeled face. The pass was easy. It was merely a copy of Steed's own pass. The face was a little more difficult. It became a replica of Steed's when a process of injections reformed it under a mold taken from Steed's face while he was unconscious. Steed was held prisoner pending the successful outcome of this intrigue. The man guarding him was Markin. Steed had been tied with his hands behind his back, but had managed to cut through the cords. When free, he'd hurled the contents of a bottle of wine at Markin. Steed landed a terrific punch. Markin sailed through the air, crashed into the wall of the room, and slid to the floor. Steed made off down the passage that led up to the bull ring.
Door unlocked. That's a bit of luck.
Steed emerged, blinking at the sunlight. Up in the stands, Dr. Verno was instantly on the alert. His companion Smanoff took a firmer grip of his matador's sword. Verno stopped him.
No. Leave him to me. He's a splendid target. So.
John Steed ducked as bullets crashed into the barrier nearby. Smanoff, under the cover of the fire, made a dash for Steed.
Well, one thing to beat.
Steed dodged back inside and slammed the door, locking it just as Smanoff tried to enter.
Problem. Can't get out. How to stop it all happening?
Back in the main room, Steed stepped over the body of the still unconscious Markin and stared down at the table where all the face-transforming equipment lay. There were several molds of his own face and a batch of false passes.
One agent is supposed to impersonate me. A man called Bruno is going to deliver the equipment to him. Now, his name is Nadine. Yes, that's it. Here's the list of the other four agents who'll be called upon to act as Nadine fails. Perova, Rolla, Mintoff, and Giorgio. Now, what if all of them received a face-transforming kit and false passes? That would nail the lie, all right? Now, let me see.
Steve worked swiftly, taking extra photographs, patching them on the passes, fitting syringes and the bottles of necessary fluid into boxes, labeling them with the names of the other four agents. He'd just finished and placed the boxes with the one marked Nadine in the delivery suitcase when Arcos forced his way in. Steed wheeled round and pretended to be trying the grill of the small window above the bed.
All right, Mr. Steed. Freeze!
In this heat? You've got to be joking.
Dr. Verno, attend to him.
Verno approached Steed, taking out a pair of handcuffs. Arcos covered them with a gun while Steed was handcuffed to the bed rail. Arcos crossed the unconscious Markin and slapped him into life.
Markin! Markin! Markin, you fool! Markin!
He jumped me. The suitcase. Has he tampered with it?
Arcos picked up the case.
No, the stuff is still in here. Bruno?
A young, good-looking Spaniard stepped out of the shadows.
That is for me to deliver, si, Señor Arcos?
Right away. Lose no time.
Si, Señor. At once, Señor. At once.
Bruno left the room. Steed watched him go with a sense of relief.
Hello.
A short way away, a large saloon car was stirring the dust from the open road. Behind the wheel was Baron von Kurt. Alongside him, Emma Peel.
It is extremely nice of you to allow me to drive you, Emma.
Selfish, I'm afraid. There is a motive behind this.
May I ask what?
I'd rather you didn't. I want to go up to the old mountain road.
Oh, very well.
You do know it?
Of course, I know this district very well indeed. But you are so thoughtful. I thought we might have fun. You are so serious.
Sorry. I've got a lot on my mind. I'm so sorry.
There's no need to be. Sorry. When you're worried, there's a delightful pucker between your eyebrows that I find most charming.
I think this is the place. Yes. Would you mind stopping here, ahead by that wall? Thank you.
The Baron looked at Mrs. Peel with some surprise, but he obeyed. He parked the car by the wall, under the shade of a tree.
Shan't be long.
Mrs. Peel left the road and clambered down the bank, heading for a clearing between the olive trees. In the clearing was a caravan. By the caravan, stirring something in a large pot, was, of all people, Mother.
Ah, Mrs. Peel, nice of you to drop in.
Mother, Steve's missing.
How does this smell to you? Travel too much garlic, do you think? Missing for how long?
Several hours.
Yes, I think that is a trifle too much. Oh, well, I shouldn't worry, Mrs. Peel. Lots of diversions in this country, you know. Bullfights, dancing, just an ordinary siesta, perhaps.
But he went to see Captain Jose.
Ah, that's it then. Probably spitting a bottle of red wine right now. They do a very fine light claret type in this area, and I really don't...
Mother, I've just seen Jose. He knows nothing about Steve's visit.
Oh, dear. Not at the hotel, either. Or with Jose. And the question is, where is he? Have you kept all this to yourself?
Yes. I didn't tell Jose.
Good girl. No sense in our panicking, either. Go back to your hotel.
And if anything happens?
I'll let you know immediately. Ah, run along there. That's a good girl. Let me enjoy my holiday. Oh, dear. I do hate roughing it.
And with that, Mother poured half a bottle of dry sherry into the pot. And Mrs. Peel returned to the Baron and his car.
Where to now?
Back to the hotel. And thank you for not asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the very same hotel, the Miranda, the agent Nadine received the parcel from the delivery boy, Bruno.
Ah, merci. So, I'm to be Jean Steed, am I? I just followed the instructions and I come to look exactly like Steed. Very well. Can I offer you a drink, Bruno?
Thank you. No, Signor Nadine. I have 4 more deliveries to make. Please to excuse me.
And so Bruno left to deliver the other parcels in other parts of the town, where Perova accepted his.
Oh, gracias, Bruno. I become the steed, eh?
Rolla?
Ah, merci, Bruno.
Mintop.
Thank you, Bruno.
Giorgio.
Mille grazie, mi steed. Good.
All accepted their parcels and prepared to turn themselves into replicas of John Steed. In Nadine's case, something went wrong.
One fills the syringe with the fluid, so, and then injects, so. Now, place the mold of Steed's face over my own as the mask, and not to wait.
Nadine lay down on the bed in the hotel room on the same floor as Mrs. Peel's, and some while later found himself fighting for breath. He managed to pull off the mask, which rolled onto the floor and under the bed, and then his face contorted into a horrible, distorted version of John Steed's. Nadine collapsed backwards. In the enemy headquarters, under the bullring, John Steed tested the strength of the bed rail to which he was handcuffed. He exerted a fair amount of pressure and had the satisfaction of seeing the rail bend slightly. He applied more strength whilst carefully watching Arcos and Markin, who were playing cards.
You win. You are lucky today, Arcos.
It is the skill, not the luck, Markin. How long has Bruno been gone?
2 hours.
And the peace conference has its first sitting at 2:30.
You see, not long now.
Any minute and our man will be on his way there.
And John Steed thought,
on their way there.
But one of them wouldn't be. Down the corridor of the Hotel Miranda, a bedroom maid ran screaming. Emma Peel and the Baron, hearing the cries, rushed upstairs and into the room. There, on the bed, lay the dead man.
Steed! Steed!
But Emma, look. That face.
It isn't Steed. Oh, God, it's like something out of a horror film. Half that face is Steed, and the other half is no face at all.
But is everything really clean? Not only where they'll notice, but in those hard-to-reach cracks and crevices, like around the tiles. That's the sort of dirt that's hardest to shift if you don't have Vim 99. Only Vim has deep cleaning bleach to get right down into cracks and deep-set stains, leaving everything really clean and germ-free. For total cleanness you can trust, use Vim. Vim 99, the strong one.
Once an Omo user, always an Omo user. So many housewives like Mrs. Adnall say.
I wash every single thing in cold water anode. Anything that's washable come out spotlessly clean.
Yes, Omo cleans best.
The Avengers. Listen every evening, Monday to Friday, to John Steed and Emma Peel
The Avengers, brought to you by the makers of Coldwater Omo.